Dreamscape presents Grey Dawn by Clea Simon, narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Grey Dawn. 1. Wolves. The word sprang unbidden into Dulcie's mind. Wolf, she amended it, as the unearthly howl once more split the night. But what would a wolf be doing in Cambridge? In Harvard Square, of all places. Much more likely that she was hearing a dog, Dulcie told herself, even as she picked up her pace. It was late, and there weren't any other pedestrians on the little side street by the English department offices, but she'd never felt unsafe here before. Certainly not afraid of an animal. Another howl, wild and chilling. Dulcie took a deep breath. She hadn't told Chris she was going out. Her boyfriend worked the overnight shift in the computer lab, so Dulcie had been home alone when she'd realized that she'd left the English 10 papers in her cubby at the departmental office. He would have encouraged her to leave them till tomorrow if she'd called him, or told her to splurge and take a cab. But Chris wouldn't be working nights if they had any money to spare, and their apartment was really only 20 minutes away if she walked quickly. Besides, grades were due by 10 a.m. tomorrow. She'd already missed several of her teaching deadlines this semester, and this time she wouldn't have had her own thesis as an excuse. Carelessness seemed like a silly reason to push her luck. Martin Thorpe, her advisor and the acting department head, was prickly at the best of times. No, walking into the square to retrieve them had been the sensible move. It wasn't like it was an inherently frightening night. Between the streetlights and a bright autumn moon, Dulcie could see...